This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America Tonight, a little of this, a little of that, including the president, really, hey, standing his ground at the White House with the Swedish leader there as they kind of clashed at this joint press conference. I say good for the prez, no matter what you think, because he defended, the tariffs, arguing that a trade war wouldn't be bad for the United States, saying that we got all kinds of trade deficits, the European Union basically screwing us. He didn't use those words, but he said that what they're doing is strangling us. And he's saying, you know, they're tough on the U.S. They make it impossible for us to do business with them, but they send everything over to us, the cars and everything else, back to the United States. They do whatever they want. But then they slap a tax of 25% on their cars and won't be doing it very long. So if we do that, then they're going to have to pay attention, is pretty much the deal here. And because of it, who steps away but one of his, you know, one of the main advisors related, Cohen, related to this position, and that's National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn. He opposed the tariffs and resigned. So another guy resigns from the Trump White House because he said he couldn't back what was happening with the whole tariff thing. So pretty interesting. Certainly this is the buzz that's happening around the land if we're talking about anything that's coming out of Washington, D.C. Let's go to Izzy right at the top. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, I heard every word.
Every word.
Pardon?
You heard every word.
I did.
Nice.
You said you hoped Izzy was listening, and I was.
Yes.
And you have to tell me, you were not referring to a kayak as a boat. Please tell me you weren't.
A piece of plastic with a giant whale underneath it. It was frightening.
No.
Not a boat, no.
It's a kayak. And you paddle a kayak and row a boat.
There you go.
I couldn't resist that. But
there you go. That's true. I had no idea. I had no idea how to do it. I had never done it. He just told me he was good at it. Yeah, right. It was brutal.
But it's fun, though, to be out with the whales, isn't it?
Oh, it was incredible. It was
one of the most incredible
things ever. Yes, to see that. I wish everyone could see that. I mean, it's amazing.
Okay. About the EU, screw them. I'll say it. Screw them. We don't owe them anything. In fact, if people would go back in history, you'll find that the EU is nothing more than a new name for Nazism. And I'm serious about that. After the fall of Germany, they just switched the name to the EC and then the EU. We owe them nothing. Not to mention they are raping smaller countries financially, like Malta, who wants out. But no, I agree with Trump. We are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed, and not even kissed in the process. Well, we are.
You know what? It's true. I think it was great. I do think it was great that he just stood his ground. He's right. I mean, what he said is right.
And all of our congressmen, what a bunch of wusses. I mean, where is the gumption? In fact, this past week, I've been writing letters about the gun legislation. Oh, my God. Talk about a move to take away our guns. But now I'm going to have to include, get your head out of your fourth point of contact and wake up to the terror situation. We are getting raked over the coals every which way, but loose, just about by every country, too. And it's time we say, yeah, America needs to take care of America first. And if you don't like the tariffs, too bad. And
yeah.
I want to see if you can sell all that stuff to other countries. Go ahead and try it. I dare you. It makes me so angry that people will not do their research and find out and at least know that, yeah, for once, well, in this case, Trump is right. We are really getting taken to the cleaners. And a lot of our steel comes right out of China now. We ship raw stuff to China and then import it back. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. I've been on a bitch about that for years.
But yeah, it's crazy.
If the EU wants to complain, well, then they need to get their act together. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say, except hi, Paul.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Oh, by the way, I'm glad you qualified the life abundance issue because I went to the site and I decided, okay, I'll order some cat food. I didn't realize they had cat food also. So I ordered a small bag to try it out, and I thought, oh, my God.
No, it's good. Oh, no. That's why we did that. That's why I made a switch and checked into it and made sure we did that. So you did the right thing, so that's good, Izzy. Yeah, no. You can feel comfortable about that. Hey, thanks for the phone call.
Uh-huh. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so that's the good news, because there was problems with food, but it was, as Paul said, and you may have missed this in another hour, we do a segment called The Other. Once a week, my husband joins us on the air, and we talked about this, what the food was. And, you know, there's always so much, thank goodness, made about things that are put in food. Remember, we had those imports from China, and some of that was in dog food. This was years ago where we were talking about it, and it was scary. That made me really, not that I wasn't before, but it made me really pay attention to what was happening. So, you know, to what was out there, and it was good to do that. It was good to obviously know and be informed, just like on our own food, what's being put in the food. What are we really eating? And, you know, what are the dogs and cats and all that? What are they really eating? So, yes, and that's why when you hear Kate's Kibble, I switched purposely for Mahalo and then wanted to have everybody else offer it to anyone else who wanted to get some. And there is cat food too, and it is highly, highly recommended. Let's put it that way. Hey, coming up, we're going to do deep dive into the mailbag. And it's interesting, some of the mail this time around has to do with all kinds of things. I mean, you guys were all over the map, and I thought, oh, it'd be fun to do a mailbag where some of it's serious, some of it's not as serious, and all of that. And then some were talking about Gary Cohen and his resignation and what that did to the stock market, because he was a market-friendly advisor at the White House, is what he was called. So the chief economic advisor stepping down had some people a little shook up, let's say it that way. So the initial market reaction to Cohen's departure was definitely negative, as the ex-Goldman Sachs exec was viewed as pro-business and pro-free trade policy. And now he's gone. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're hitting the mailbag.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag, baby. And if we dive deep enough, what are we coming up with? Well, as I come up for a little air buried in the stuff, I got a couple of emails about Gary Cohen bouncing out of the White House. This one was from the Jakester listening to us in Austin. Yo, Kate, man, oh, man, Trump cannot keep people around him. Is it because he's just that good or he's just that tough to work for? I think in the case of Gary Cohen, he totally didn't agree about the tariffs. And they actually had a remarkably decent split, it sounds like, because Trump really praised him even as he was flying out the door. So the market crashed because he was a Goldman Sachs guy and he was respected on Wall Street. So that uncertainty leads to the conversation about, oh, no, where are we going? And he was pro-business, of course, and was against tariffs. So, I mean, in a way, good for Cohen because he's against tariffs. He makes it clear that's his thing, and this is how he views it. He's a Wall Street guy. Of course, they're viewed negatively by Wall Street because the fear is other countries are going to retaliate, then there's going to be a trade war, and that's going to hurt our economy and all of that. So he stood his ground and left. And he, you know, it's kind of a no harm, no foul thing. I mean, it is a harm thing, but as far as the president is concerned, there's no backlash. And, so he bounced out because he didn't agree. Period. All right, here's another one about Cohen, and this one is from Christopher. Christopher says, KDD, not good. When Cohen leaves the White House, the market tanks. Do you think we're going to see a tanking economy? And has Donald Trump lost his mind? Great that he hates the European Union. I agree that they're a bunch of stinking bottom feeders, and they do try to take advantage of us. But would it be cutting off our nose to spite ourselves? And that's what you got to think about. Well, who knows? I mean, listen, you say to them, you want to play this game, we're going to smack you with 25% tariff. Let's see if they call our bluff. Well, I don't actually even think it's a bluff. I think it happens. So are they going to just slurk away and not want to sell their goods and not try to come to an agreement here and not see us get gouged from steel and aluminum because they're undercutting us in our own country? Balls in your court, baby. That's what I would say. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Fran, and Fran says, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I've been listening to you now for 4 months. Bravo. At first, I was skeptical, and then I listened a little bit longer, and I actually like your witty repartee and how you deal with people who call and the emails and everything else in between and the hottie husband segment. It's funny and fun. Keep at it, because eventually you're going to knock those other losers off the map. Who are the other losers? I'm going to take it as a compliment, I suppose. Anyway, I'm kidding. Thank you. Thank you for becoming a fan. How's that? Thank you. Thank you. All right, we move on to this one. This one is from Tom, who says, Kate, you know, it's interesting. I look at a couple of things sports-wise that are really disturbing. And you mentioned tanking and the fact that Mark Cuban, for the owner for the Dallas Mavericks, was fined $600,000 because he told his players, oh, wouldn't it be good if we finished higher in the draft, basically. So who are the losers here? It's the people who hold the tickets who are hoping for something great at the tail end of the season. Well, yeah, if there are some great competitive matchups, it's what is super, super interesting, right? And then you are basically SOL because, you know, it's not going to be competitive. But I guess that's the risk you take. So, I don't know, lesson learned, get the tickets early in the game. It is tricky. And, of course, this is not shocking in trying to get a better draft choice. It's a business. Just think about this. Business, business, business. What happens? Money makes the world go round in everything, including sports. Don't kid yourself. This one is from Jane, and Jane says, Kate, have you ever taken a cruise? I've been looking into cruises, but it seems like every time I tune into the show at least once a month, some crummy thing is happening on a cruise line where people are getting ill from the norovirus, or women have been kidnapped, or somebody jumps to their death off the side of a boat. I mean, I know this is life, and lots of people do lots of crazy things, but it just seems like you're kind of rolling the dice on some of these cruise lines. Well, you just said it, some of these cruise lines. How much are you paying for the cruise? Where are you going? Is it a small cruise, a giant cruise? What is it? It's funny you say that, because I was reading a story about this passenger ship that it has 4,138 slips, basically, for passengers. And it's designed to appeal to people who are big-time cruisers. So it's like a mega, 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 mega resort. It has, like, dozens of places to eat, multiple bars, lounges, showrooms, an aqua park, 4 water slides, a ropes course called Adventure Trail, 2 of the longest zip lines at sea, you know, everything that you can just absolutely imagine on this cruise ship. And there's so many cruise ships. You know, I was looking at them. Celebrity cruises, Carnival cruises, Avalon Waterways, Norwegian Cruise Line, Princess Cruise Line. A lot. I think you have to check out the cruise, and you got to ask a lot of questions. And what is it that you want in a cruise? If you're a person who cruises a lot, well, then you know what you want. If you're brand new and you say, well, I don't want to get sick, well, I don't want the boat to break down. Well, there's no guarantees on anything. But it seems like it's ever popular. I don't think that popularity of cruising has gone down. It depends on where you're going, how long you're going, and all that sort of stuff. I don't know. Cruises never appealed to me before, but The other has talked about cruises. So, you know, being the good partner, if your husband or wife wants to partake in a cruise and pretty much they give into lots of other things for you, I think, you know, you got to consider it. Right now, the timing thing would be the key, and I don't know. A short cruise might be okay. I think a cruise, I think a long cruise would be tough. I don't, you know, there's people that go on cruises where they're gone for a couple of weeks, and that would be tough. But then they have these short bouncers, but sometimes those are the ones where people get sick too as well. And by the way, I did get this one also from Ben, who says, Kate, guess what time of the year it is? Time is your hint. Could it be that we have to do something with our clocks on Sunday? Yes. Well, thanks for that hint, Ben. Daylight savings time. It's, you know, it starts at officially 2 a.m. on Sunday. And you have to move, you know, you basically have to go an hour ahead. It's funny because it's daylight saving time. I always say savings. It's incorrect. People always say savings. But it started, I was reading this, it started back in 1918 during World War I as a way to conserve coal because of, you know, the time of year. So daylight saving became a federal law in 1966, and they called it the Uniform Time Act. Only two states, did you know this, don't observe it. What states? Hawaii and Arizona. How about that? Parts of Indiana didn't observe daylight saving time until 2006, then it became a law. And, you know, 26 states want to make daylight saving time year-round. Florida could be the first to do that, so not to have the fall back. Wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah, we're not going to fall back. The rest of you can fall back. They say adults 65 and older struggle with the time change more than others. And then if you remember this, it's kind of a fun fact. During the energy crisis of the 1970s, Congress ordered states to go on year-round daylight saving time between January of 1974 and April of 1975. I could not have told you that. Fascinating. Fascinating. Hang with us. It's all about the numbers, and we're talking about those next in another version of We Can Count here on America Tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Let's look at the numbers. That's the whole idea of We Can Count. In case you missed this story, I can't imagine that you did miss it, but the Senate didn't pass the three-year DACA extension, so the Dreamers didn't get that, I'll call it protection for them again. Senator Jeff Flake on Tuesday tried to, but failed to get the Senate to pass his stopgap plan to legislatively extend for 3 years the imperiled Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's specifically what it's called if you don't know the acronym. There were some protests on the Hill. Doesn't matter, period. When I say doesn't matter, the efforts to be there, fine, but nothing's happening with this. So, you know, the president had wanted to end DACA on Monday, but legal challenges forced the government to continue the program. So in 2012, President Barack Obama at the time went around Congress through executive action to create the DACA program, shielding young immigrants from deportation and providing them with work permits. So where this all goes, it means that if they wanted to send somebody back, if the 1.8 million, you could be sent back if there's no legislative protection in that. So it's not an impossibility to think that that could happen. And that's huge news from that perspective, right? We've been talking about this forever, though, it seems like. And we have been. And there is no, there has been no solution that has been bipartisan, that has been agreed upon. So therefore, this is the situation that we're in. It's not a shocker, because this is what keeps happening, right? But it's, it will be a shocker for some of the people who could be sent back. And when I say that, it would have to be certain circumstances, I suppose, where they would be put, you know, possibly if there was, certainly if there was something criminal, and then that would expose you to that. But it is a, it's a dicey kind of minefield to walk, because you think, well, every circumstance is different. And I guess that's the problem. Everybody's circumstance is different, and that becomes the reason why you have even lots of Republicans saying, no, we can't do this. We've got to figure this out. Because they realize the same thing. They realize that it's tough to really paint the broad brush over this. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you know this or not, but a giant asteroid as big as the Empire State Building flew by the Earth tonight. Did you know that? Yeah. So this massive asteroid, pretty scary, bigger than the Empire State Building, soaring by overnight, very close by Earth, potentially hazardous asteroid, but nothing to fear, of course. The asteroid, dubbed 2017 VR12, says it'll be more than, it was more than 900,000 miles away. That's about 3.8 times the distance between the Earth to the Moon. Wow. It's a big old mass, that's for sure. The diameter is somewhere between 820 feet to nearly 1,500 feet. The Empire State Building measures 1,250 feet in height. That is one big sucker, isn't it? I think when they say potentially hazardous is the frightening thing. Frightening. By the way, it has been viewed by some, I suppose, but others have not seen it. It's going to be closest to the Earth at 2:53 Eastern. So depending on zones, and if you're listening to playback, you're plumb out of luck, but you could go and check it out. I think the sky above us and what's there is fascinating. I do. We've talked about this before in this show. So there's your numbers for that. How about this staggering number? I read this like three times today. I said, I've got to think about this again. Jeff Bezos' wealth is now equal to 2.3 million Americans. That puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Just how wealthy is Jeff Bezos, you ask? Well, I just gave you the equivalent that somebody else figured out, and I read in a story. Bezos was the top spot on the Forbes World's Billionaires list for the first time ever. His net wealth, $112 billion at the end of 2017. So he leaps past the Microsoft co-founder, Bill Gates, and Berkshire Hathaway CEO, Warren Buffett. It's the Amazon shares that have made him such a millionaire, of course. Because Amazon, people just talk about Amazon now. Oh, did you get it on Amazon? Oh, you're getting it delivered on Amazon. Oh, you have Amazon Prime. Yeah, did you watch it on Amazon? Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I hear that a week. Oh, anything. I need a part for the car. Oh, Amazon, they had a good price. It gets delivered in 2 days. And that's the thing. Speedy, economical, has everything. This makes people's lives easier. So he was smart. He tapped into a big bad market. And the big bad market is we need it now. The need it now market. And you can get it to us pretty at a great price, pretty fast. So why wouldn't I go? Why wouldn't I go to Amazon when I have a chance to get something as fast as possible at a good price? And I know it's going to be fine. And if it's not, you have great return policy. If something happens and it's not kosher for whatever reason, I know that it's going to be fine because you're going to give me my money back. Right? And that's the thing. So that's the thing about Amazon, because this happened to us. So where something was not what it was supposed to be, piece of cake, no worries. They don't even try to do verbal jumping jacks with you on the phone. I mean, I guess if you were habitual and it was ridiculous and you were red flagged, and I don't know, even then, boom, just, it's gone. No problem. And I love that. I love the customer service, and customer service is lacking today in so many areas. So I'm going down a rabbit hole, but I think that's why Jeff Bezos was able to capitalize the way he was able to capitalize, because of that. All right, so let's move on to this. Nathan's Reed Hastings, do you know who he is? Netflix, rather, Reed Hastings. He says he has no interest in an inclusion rider for diversity. That's what Frances McDormand threw out when she was ending her Oscar speech, which means it's in a contract that forces them to have actors and actresses that, you know, can require hiring of a diverse cast and crew. He said he would rather have his staff speak with the filmmakers about how many women and people of color are working on the project before shooting begins, so not to have to have this writer there. Netflix has some power, because Netflix has 117 million subscribers and plays a big influential role in Hollywood thanks to deep pockets and productions of original shows. So Netflix, isn't it funny how things turn around? But the Netflix board consists of white men and a few white women. African Americans only make up 4% of the staff and leadership. Latinos comprise 6% of staff and 5% of leaders. So even the comedian Monique recently called for a boycott of Netflix over race and gender-based pay issues. And that's what that rider was about. But they're not going to do it. So, and I think that's what a lot of the agencies would say, that they won't do it because they don't want to be beholden to it. And so to not be beholden to it, you know, they it makes it easier, like he's saying, for him, because they don't have to worry about that. So that's what that was about. There was some confusion over. I even got a couple of emails about it. All right, so again, this is We Can Count, so it's all about the numbers. And so those are some staggering numbers that I already mentioned. But it's interesting. I was looking at the Geneva Auto Show. Young Mr. Cashin, Donovan Cashin, who's been on the show, is actually over there and gathering some intel on some cars and what cars are going to make some noise. So it was interesting that ahead of that, I got to look at some of the cars, and vroom, vroom. They're fast cars, and they're cars that people are interested in. And the price tags are astronomical. So the mere mortal cannot afford the Polestar 1. Do you have an extra $1 million plus in your back pocket? If you do, then you should go to the Geneva Auto Show if you can afford to buy some of these cars. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. No matter how much money I made, and maybe it's probably partly growing up in the East Coast, I'm not sure, but I've lived all over the place. But how much are you willing to spend on a car? I was taught you drive off the lot, and it's not a great investment anymore, because already your investment has been reduced by thousands and thousands of dollars. But I guess it depends rather on your perspective. All right, this was a big story. Matt Mattel honoring a few legends, including Olympian Chloe Kim and Amelia Earhart, for International Women's Day. They are releasing these Barbies that are based on iconic women. Here's three of them for you: Amelia Earhart and Olympian Chloe Kim. Legendary now, and I think that's great. I wonder how they will sell, though. I wonder if the historic Barbies will sell as good as the regular Barbies. It's kind of an interesting question. We'll count the numbers and we'll see in the end. Stay with us.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Morning breaks, you'll creep back to the attic, peering out the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
Such a pleasure to bring onto the show clinic forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States. And finally, we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that. And I've told many, many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and that the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow. So you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow, so social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are the
right.
some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them in the daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another child comes in, and he's having to share time or she's having to share time with that person. And it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore. Why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents in some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down, put the iPad down, get them off the iPad, get them off their cell phone, you know, if they've got one, and talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays, and if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5, and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic. I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely, definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff. So they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays. Does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be, it's so vital when they're younger. Because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when your children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young and very young, and you have high anxiety and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.